This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine leaders say they've reached a deal with 5K Events to keep managing Festival Park. Alderman David Mack said the agreement includes a higher city subsidy to help cover ongoing losses, but he did question the process.
My pity, the whole thing was a cluster, and it should have never got to the point it did.
Alderman Mack said yesterday the focus is now on moving forward and keeping the venues operating. A housing project in Racine's Lincoln King neighborhood is nearing completion. There are 33 new townhomes in the works. The development is part of a larger effort to improve housing and infrastructure in the area. Some homes could be ready by August, with full completion expected this fall. Cyclists are taking over streets in Racine and Kenosha today. The Tour of America's Dairyland returns, with races happening in Racine today and Kenosha tomorrow. Expect daytime closures in both cities. The Racine Public Library is updating its bookmobile schedule starting next week. The new plan includes shorter Wednesday night stops and a longer Thursday afternoon stop. Officials say the changes are based on community feedback. Racine residents can drop off hazardous household items for free tomorrow. The collection runs from 8 to 1 at the waste transfer station on 21st Street. It's open to people in Racine and nearby communities. And Six Flags Great America kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration this weekend. The event runs through August 9th, with the park open until 10 each night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Wisconsin DOJ is investigating an officer-involved death in Lake Tomahawk on Wednesday. Authorities say a suspect shot a gun when they went to arrest him on felony charges. One officer shot the man in return. He was pronounced dead on the scene. No one else was injured. Nearly 150 acres of fragile wetland in Door County is now protected. The Door County Land Trust recently completed the largest acquisition ever at the Kellner Fen Natural Area. The people who owned the land for the last 25 years say they wanted to make sure it was never developed and sold it at a bargain price. Ecologists say the ancient dunes tell the story of Lake Michigan's past, and the diversity of wetlands is incredibly significant. They say the land includes rare orchids and carnivorous plants that can't be replaced once they're lost. The Land Trust says the rare species habitats and forest health will be protected for generations to come. Democratic state lawmakers from Chippewa Valley hosted a thank you picnic for their volunteers last week, and now they turn their sights toward flipping the legislature. Civic Media's James Kelly has a story.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representatives Jody Emerson and Christian Phelps welcomed supporters at Carson Park in Eau Claire on Thursday, thanking them for the work they've done to energize local voters ahead of election season. State Representative Emerson also shared her excitement about the possibility of a Democratic trifecta in Madison next year.
We're going to be running hard this year because this is the year that we're going to make some big changes in Wisconsin. We are going to flip the assembly.
We know
we're going to flip the Senate, and we're going to keep the governor's house.
Republicans Bruce Stabenow and Michael Ayala will challenge Emerson and Phelps in the state assembly races, while Michael Megadant Skinner will challenge Smith in the state Senate race. Appleton police say one person is dead after a dump truck filled with sand rolled over and crushed a car at an intersection yesterday. The crash happened around noon when a tow truck pulling a dump truck went off the road at 441 and Calumet Street, causing the dump truck to come loose and crash into a car stopped at the light. The person inside that car died at the scene. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a state-funded college grant program limited to certain racial groups must end. The justices agreed the program violates constitutional guarantees of equal treatment. Backers of the challenge call it a win for fairness, but some justices noted ongoing disparities in education for students of color. The grants, which helped hundreds of students each year, will now be discontinued. Some people that get badger care in Wisconsin may soon have to meet new work requirements or lose coverage. State officials are now preparing people for that shift. A new DHS webpage outlines the rules and offers a screening tool to help people understand their situation. The policy would require certain adults to log monthly work or training hours. The change is already drawing mixed reactions over its potential impact on access to care. A large property tax increase could be coming to Madison. That's if the Madison Metropolitan School District budget is passed for the upcoming school year, raising property taxes by more than 8%. The Wisconsin Policy Forum explained it would be the third largest increase in Madison since 1995 if passed. The district has proposed a spending plan worth more than $600 million, with the majority of money going toward employees and benefits. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers battle the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Atlanta tonight to begin a three-game weekend series against the Braves. The crew losing at home to the Guardians yesterday, 4-2. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
I thought we had good at-bats. I thought we battled. You know, they've got good pitching. So I was really proud of the way we played. You know, we're just going to keep working.
The Brewers couldn't score late in the game despite bases loaded. In the seventh and eighth, reliever Grant Anderson tagged with the loss after giving up a go-ahead home run. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we had to go deep in our pen and gave up some runs there. But again, had opportunities, but it's frustrating when you have that many guys on base and don't get them in. Or I'm sure our runners in scoring position, I'm sure we weren't real successful there.
NBA speculation continues. Miami or Boston are the most likely destinations if the Milwaukee Bucks decide to trade Giannis. And another report says, look for co-owner Jimmy Haslam to take over control of the team and Wes Edens to step aside. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourne. A nice way to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies with comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. A good start to the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny, highs upper 70s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.